I'm right now driving down a long country road, freeway speed, long stretches between towns, in a 1999 Volkswagen Beetle. Okay, so it's a Beetle, but instead of flowers in the little vase, I've got pens in mine. Because the dashboard is just like, it's huge, it's like a desk, and I can't resist having a paper and pencil within reach so that, you know, take notes. I mean, you have a long drive ahead of you, it's nice to be able to have some kind of notebook nearby. But anyway, I bring this up because right in front of me, for the last several miles, is a Volkswagen, silver Volkswagen Beetle. And I got thinking how funny this is to be driving down such a small road back to back with a identical vehicle and kind of a unique little vehicle. And you know, I thought of a thing that I heard in a book called The Jackrabbit Factor. I believe the author's name is Leslie Householder. And a very interesting concept that she brought up. She's talking about, I'm not going to go into details, except to say that these two people are watching a dog chase a rabbit. And they decide they'd like to catch a rabbit also. So at first they're watching this dog, you know, pounce around this rabbit and then hop off into the distance. And all of a sudden, one of the men jumps down on the ground and starts barking and snarling in circles, just like the dog had done around the rabbit, and then barked off chasing nothing into the distance. And the other guy is like, what the heck was he doing? You know, what is he thinking? And the thing that he realized is that the man was trying to do exactly what the dog did. He was trying to mirror exactly what the dog did in order to obtain what the dog obtained. I assume the dog caught the rabbit, I can't remember. But he was trying to imitate the dog by doing exactly, following the exact steps that the dog took. And he realized there's a problem with that. And the analogy that seems to be being made is that when we look at those who are where we want to be, who are doing what we want to be, in my case, for example, being a full-time author, being a full-time musician and author, when I see somebody else who's doing that, if I were to go through their life and look at exactly the steps they took, well, first they contacted this company, and then they did this, and then they did this, and then they... If I were to take those steps, it would probably be about as effective as the man who got down on his knees and started barking in circles at nothing. Because the idea is not to do what successful people do, but rather to think like successful people think. You know, if the man were to think like the dog, he'd probably catch a rabbit. He would stealthily walk around, look for it, intimidate it into a corner, and, you know, snatch it using, you know, getting into a superior position and attacking it somehow like that. That's what the dog was doing. He wasn't thinking, okay, now it's time to bark. Okay, now it's time to put a circle. You know, he was thinking, okay, what can I do to catch this rabbit? He wasn't even thinking, what did other dogs do in the past to catch a rabbit? He was doing what he thought would be most effective to catch the rabbit, and it worked. Now, it's good to study those who have been successful in a field because we want to learn how they think. And it's kind of the whole, what would so-and-so do in this situation? If I think of a musician, say John Schmidt, for example, what would John Schmidt do in my situation? And if I can study out the way he thinks, I might be able to figure that out. Not that I would do what he would do, but if I think the way he would think, then I'll do something that will work. Because successful people think successfully. And doing what they do won't do near as much good as thinking the way they think. I just thought of that as I'm following this beetle still on its tail. And, yeah.